Life.com.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
When people on public water systems turn on the faucet for a glass of water, they usually assume it's fit to drink. But if your water comes from a private well, it's up to you to routinely test your water to make sure nothing harmful has found its way in. The quality of a water source can change over time, even suddenly, without affecting how the water looks, smells, and tastes. Some chemical contaminants can cause long-term health problems that take years to develop. David Henrich is the president of Bergerson Caswell, a groundwater service company in Maple Plain, Minnesota. He recommends testing your water at least once per year.
The odds that your water system is going to develop a problem, it's moderately low, but it's one of those situations where unless you test, you don't know. So really testing once a year for things like bacteria, nitrates, and other regionally applicable things like maybe arsenic or manganese might be good things to keep an eye on from year to year.
There are several ways to do this. Your local well contractor can test the water. You can buy a home water testing kit, or you can collect a water sample and send it to a lab.
We recommend testing right from the kitchen faucet, which is one of the most highest used points in your house for water use. And that way you're testing your whole system, because you wouldn't want to just test like right by the tank and then find out you have a problem somewhere else in your water system. So testing at the kitchen faucet allows you to see what's going on in your entire system.
Your local health or environmental health department can help you interpret the results. If the test shows an issue with your water, don't panic. Henrich says there are treatment solutions for everything. Learn more about testing well water at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Advertise your business here, where word of mouth reaches more people than ever. Local radio. We're Real Country. 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, O'Galley, Wamundee. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The federal government shutdown now entering week number four. Among the latest casualties, about 1,400 employees at the National Nuclear Security Administration, the folks who oversee nuclear safety across the country. Energy Secretary Chris Wright saying,
"It is our national security. These are jobs of great gravity. We need to maintain our nuclear stockpile, have our adversaries confident that we have our stuff together. We have it secure and ready to deploy at a moment's notice."
He insists the furloughs are not a threat to national security. Vice President J.D. Vance and his wife are in Israel trying to shore up the shaky ceasefire in Gaza. The construction has begun on the White House ballroom, an entire side of the East Wing demolished to make way for President Trump's 90,000-square-foot space. The Louvre shut down again today, but it's always closed on Tuesdays. Detectives continuing to search for the thieves who made off with France's crown jewels. This is ABC News. Next weekend, say goodbye to daylight saving time.
Daylight saving time ends the first weekend in November, but health experts say now is the time to start adjusting schedules to help children adjust to the time change. Parenting experts say start shaving off 10 to 15 minutes each night until the time change for bedtime, naps, and meals, so your kids can gradually adjust and also control the morning light during this time. Some good advice for adults, too. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Now, that might not work if you or your kids want to stay up and watch the World Series.
Swing and drive, left field. This one is back. George Springer just had his Kirk Gibson moment. Bad knee low, a three-run homer to put the Blue Jays ahead.
The call on ESPN is the Toronto Blue Jays defeat the Seattle Mariners to take on the Dodgers in the series beginning Friday. This is ABC News.
This week at Macy's, it's the best time to save on fall styles at our biggest fall sale. Find the classic brown boots and preppy Mary jeans that everyone's wearing. Luxurious cashmere and wool sweaters. Even better, it's our lowest prices of the season on diamond jewelry, now 50 to 75% off. Over half off. Don't miss your chance to save big on the looks you need now at Macy's biggest fall sale. Today, savings off select styles. Exclusions apply.
Presenting Again Fling's Love Story. Dear love of my life, we were on the 12B bus this morning when I caught a whiff. A scent so fresh, so life-changing, I had to find its source. Alas, I didn't know if you were the woman in the pink freshly washed cardigan or the retired mailman next to me, but I knew one of you was my soulmate. Ah, the scent of Gain Flings. Try Gain Flings with OxyBoost and Febreze.
The people at your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wear many hats. Your customer service rep might also coach at the local middle school. Or some of our line workers are also volunteer firefighters. It's true. We take pride in serving our members. That's why you'll find us helping out in our community. Because we not only work here, we live here.
Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Cloudy, blustery, and colder today with scattered showers developing in the afternoon. Highs only in the mid-40s, wind gusts as high as 40 miles per hour. For tonight, a few showers remaining in the evening, otherwise breezy and cold with lows in the upper 30s. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Right now, it's 42.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Raymond Newbert. Proper training can help teen drivers in Wisconsin avoid risks and prevent crashes. It is National Teen Driver Safety Week. The DOT reminding you that the right training and practice for young drivers is key to gaining experience behind the wheel. Last year in Wisconsin, there were over 18,000 crashes involving teen drivers. 70 people were killed and over 5,700 people were injured. Legislation being introduced at the Capitol could provide transparency about local drinking water. La Crosse Democratic Representative Jill Billings authoring the Water Quality Notification Act.
When the DNR knows that there is a problem with water quality, that they notify local health departments or local tribal government health departments so that they can let people know that there could be something wrong with the water in their wells.
Billings hopes to get the bill in front of a committee this session. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
It's all he ever talked about, all he wanted to do. When he wasn't out somewhere gambling, he was doing it here at home, on his phone, his computer, until that call to the Problem Gambling Helpline.
He kept calling in, just didn't seem like himself. Now, he's one of the best workers I've got.
He was missing my games, my school stuff. Not anymore. I've got my dad back.
It's like he disappeared. He's my best friend, but he never had time for me anymore until he called the free Problem Gambling Helpline.
They call it the invisible addiction, but everyone can see it. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, help and hope are just a call, text, or click away. Call the Problem Gambling Helpline at 1-800-GAMBLE-5, text 850-888-HOPE, or visit wi-problemgamblers.org. Gamble responsibly, and everyone's a winner. A message brought to you by the Wisconsin Lottery.
Good morning. It's 7:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnekins. News this hour being brought to you by SFB Security Financial Bank, Durand, River Falls, Eau Claire, Ladysmith, Bloomer, and Black River Falls. Numbers are us, your daily money managers, 3rd Avenue West, Durand. Advent Health of Durand. It's time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit their website at adventhealth.com. 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom and Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy partner. Authorities are sharing the name of an 81-year-old woman who lost her life last week in a Dunn County house fire. Crews responded to an Elk Mound home last Thursday afternoon to find the residence fully engulfed in flames. Patricia Meyer, who suffered from mobility issues, had been unable to escape the flames. Her body was found at the scene. There's been no word on the cause of that fire. The Pepin County Health Department, in conjunction with the UW Eau Claire Nursing Program, is conducting a survey related to water contaminant awareness and concerns. The six-question survey will take no more than 5 minutes. This project is part of the Pepin County Together Community Health Improvement Plan. To take part in the survey, visit the Pepin County Health Department's Facebook page. The former owner of Dana's Bar and Grill has pled guilty to charges. Prosecutors have said that 72-year-old Jeffrey Root set fire to the establishment in 2021, causing more than $350,000 in damage. He sold the business the following year. In Eau Claire County Circuit Court Monday, Root pleaded guilty to a charge of theft of movable property and was ordered to pay court fees. Legislation is being introduced at the Capitol and would provide transparency about local drinking water. La Crosse Democratic Representative Jill Billings authors the Water Quality Notification Act, which would require the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources to notify local health departments when it discovers unsafe contamination in groundwater. Billings hopes to get the bill in front of a committee this session. Republican State Senator Jesse James and Representative Todd Novak are also authors of the bill. Wisconsin Consumer Protection is looking for people who may have been accidentally paid for a fake version of an official FoodShare mobile app. Administrator Michelle Reinen says scammers uploaded a phony version of the EBT Edge program last month. The real EBT Edge app is used to navigate SNAP, or the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, as it has black, white, and yellow egg icons on it. The phony app was charging people $5 a week or $60 for a one-time fee. If you encountered the fake app or paid the scammers, contact with the Wisconsin Consumer Protection at 800-422-7128. You're listening to WRDN News.
Porch pirates? Cats turning your water on? Strangers visiting while you're at work?
Hey.
Not on your watch. Control your smart home with security systems from West Wisconsin Cellcom. WWT.net has local technicians that will take the time to train you on how to safely monitor your home. With systems that don't go down when your phone does, checking past videos requiring less attention during the day, and seasonal monitoring, perfect for snowbirds to automate lights, locks, and thermostats from the beach. Choose 24/7 for peace of mind you can see. WWT.net.
At Admin Health, we believe wholeness isn't any one field. It's all of them. Laughter to tears and everything in between. So let your hearts overflow. Let your spirits dare to hope. And let the sun shine through. May you always live in wonder, wondering at this life. And never, ever stop reaching for what makes you feel whole. Learn more at adminhealth.com/human spirit.
The city of Wausau has been awarded nearly $3 million from a PFAS settlement with 3M. This adds to an earlier check for a combined total of just under $3 million. The funds will help cover PFAS cleanup costs, including capital expenses, debt service, and water rate stabilization. City leaders say the money marks progress but won't fully cover all remediation costs. Officials expect more funding from a DuPont settlement and a special needs fund. Wisconsin is one of the 31 states that require cars to have both front and back license plates. The law has been in place since the 1980s, and a ticket for not having a front license plate could cost up to $200. There's some car brands, for aesthetic reasons, don't make dedicated spaces for a front plate, such as Teslas or Corvettes. Most of those brands do offer kits to mount a front license plate for those in one of the 31 states where they're required. Officials say it's especially important for electric vehicles to have a front license plate, along with the required EV hybrid sticker on both front and back plates, thanks to a recent Wisconsin law. The Wisconsin Department of Justice and the Department of Financial Institutions announced a significant ruling last week against Safeguard Metals LLC and its owner. The U.S. District Court for the Central District of California ordered the company to pay approximately $25.6 million in restitution and an equal civil monetary penalty.
The fraudulent scheme ran by Jeffrey Icahn from October of 2017 to July of 2021 targeted retirement savings from at least 450 people, mainly through misleading sales of silver coins. The judgment follows a settlement announced in October of 2023 by 30 state regulators and the Commodity Futures Trading Commission. The U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission filed a parallel action against the defendants in February of 2022. Small business owner Will Martin will enter the race for Wisconsin's lieutenant governor. Martin said he's a conservative and brings government experience from his service under former governors Tommy Thompson and Scott Walker. He said during his tenure, he led initiatives that grew jobs, expanded training programs, and made housing more affordable across the state. Martin's campaign platform centers on cutting state government costs and partnering with the private sector and communities to create more opportunities for residents. Wisconsin's state treasurer is running for re-election in 2026. Republican John Lieber has held the office since first elected in 2022. He hopes to keep the Common School Fund strong, which he helps manage as a member of the Board of Commissioners of Public Lands. Democrat Eric Wilson, who previously ran for the 3rd Congressional District seat, has also announced a bid for treasurer. Wisconsin's treasurer primarily manages the state's trust funds and promotes the unclaimed property program. You're listening to WRDN News.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
As Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
An eerie doll display is now available to the public at a museum in Rochester. The Creepy Dolls Collection can be seen at the History Center of Olmsted County. The attraction consists of more than 140 dolls, with some surrounded by gravestones. Each doll is paired with an era-specific piece of history that can only be found in Rochester. Guests will be able to vote for their favorite creepy doll, with the winners being announced near the end of the exhibit. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Heike Pharmacy, your locally owned pharmacy, has the immunizations to help keep you and your family going. Heike Pharmacy offers flu, COVID, RSV, shingles, and other immunizations and honors most prescription plans, including Medicare. So Medicare Part B recipients could get their shots for free. Get your immunizations from Heike Pharmacy at 213 West Main Street in Durant, or call them at 715-672-5202. Heike Pharmacy, downtown Durant.
The Minnesota Wild snapped a three-game losing streak with a 3-1 win over the New York Rangers at Madison Square Garden. The game was tied at one in the third period before Dania Yurov scored the go-ahead goal. Kirill Kasparov and Jonas Brodin also scored in the victory. Minnesota's in fifth place in the Central Division with 7 points. The Wild visit the Devils tomorrow night. The Vikings are dealing with some injuries on a short week. The team released an estimated injury report for Week 8 yesterday. Quarterbacks J.J. McCarthy and Carson Wentz were both listed as limited, while fullback C.J. Ham and right tackle Brian O'Neill would have missed practice with injuries. The Vikings visit the Chargers this Thursday. Minnesota Twins are still searching for their next manager. The Star Tribune is reporting that the team plans to interview Vance Wilson and Scott Servais for the opening. Servais led the Mariners from 2016 until 2024, while Wilson has been a coach with the Royals since 2018. The Twins' next manager will replace Rocco Baldelli, who was fired at the end of the 2025 campaign. Wisconsin Athletic Director Chris McIntosh is backing his football coach. In a letter to fans, McIntosh backed coach Luke Fickell, but added that this season has fallen well short of our standards. McIntosh said the school will increase its financial commitment to the program as well. The Badgers are on the road this week to face number 6, Oregon.
Your vehicle is one of your largest investments. Extend your vehicle's life with proper maintenance from Riverside Plaza, Durand. Riverside Plaza's ASC certified techs will extend your vehicle's life with oil changes, wheel alignments, tires, and more. As a Napa Car Care Center features a 24-month, 24,000-mile warranty on major repairs. Schedule your appointment today at Riverside Plaza, your Napa Car Care Center. Located inside Durand Napa, Madison Street, Durand.
Hey, I am Brant, and her name is Sherry, and she's a friend and a colleague of mine, and we were just praying for her, actually, because she had a major surgery she just went through.
Yes, and I am very happy about something you actually talk about all the time, which is
MediShare.
That's right,
of course.
Yeah.
So what was your experience like with MediShare and your healthcare bills?
You know what? It was seamless, and that's such a blessing when you're already nervous about a health issue, which I was.
Yeah.
Members shared my expenses. There were zero problems, and let me tell you, having people pray with you when you call in and it's just what you need, it's so refreshing.
Yeah, that's what I keep telling people. People love MediShare and saving tons of money. The typical family, I'm fond of saying, could save $500 a month.
I am so thankful for MediShare. It's so different, and I mean different in a very, very good way, Brant.
It is a good different. Call right now. They're so easy to talk to. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Here's the number. Call 888-SHARE-19. That's 888-SHARE-19. 888-SHARE-19.
This Wisconsin Radio Network Sports Report is presented by the Wisconsin Lottery. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call 800-GAMBLE5.
Week 7 of the NFL season wrapped up last night with a pair of Monday night matchups. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Lions knocked off the Tampa Bay Buccaneers 24-9 as Jahmyr Gibbs tallied almost 220 total yards and a pair of touchdowns. Both teams now 5-2. Later on last night, Seattle held off a late Houston rally and beat the Texans 27-19. The Packers have the day off today before turning their focus to the Sunday night matchup against the Steelers in Pittsburgh. The Packers coming off a 4-point win at Arizona, but Matt LaFleur said they were far from perfect.
The penalties are a real problem, especially the controllables in regards to twice we jumped off sides on a third down, and you could tell the one play, it was third and whatever, 23 or 4, whatever it was. You could tell that Jacoby saw the flag and he threw one up down the sidelines. You know, it's a free play for the offense and there's no consequence.
Wisconsin Athletic Director Chris McIntosh backing his football coach in a letter to fans. McIntosh backed Luke Fickell but added that this season has fallen well short of their standards. McIntosh said the school will increase its financial commitment to the program as well. As for the coach, Fickell told reporters he hasn't been given any assurances for next year.
No, I don't think any of us have a crystal ball. I've never asked the question. Not something that I can dwell upon. It's not something that I can't tell you that it's not something that you don't think about. I'm not saying it's something when you go home, your wife doesn't look at you, but it doesn't do us any good.
NBA regular season is here. Two games on tap tonight. Houston at defending champion Oklahoma City. Golden State takes on the LA Lakers. The Bucks, they'll open up their season tomorrow night at home against the Washington Wizards. 2025 World Series is set. It'll be Toronto and the Dodgers. Toronto beat Seattle 4-3 last night. Phil Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm, and Chuck McDowell, definitely not an attorney. This is Chuck. If someone talked you into buying something really silly, and you want to get out of that silly little thing, my advice, get the facts. Call me, and I'll send you our timeshare exit kit absolutely free. Inside, you'll learn how timeshare works and all your options for cancellation.
Call Wesley now for your free exit info kit. 800-290-7100. That's 800-290-7100.
At Skechers, comfort is a technology. That's right. You don't just make a shoe and hope it comes out comfortable. It takes research, innovations, compounds, engineering, and so much more to feel so comfortable you'd swear you're wearing pillows on your feet. We have features like Skechers Air-Cooled Memory Foam and fits like Relax Fit, Stretch Fit, Wide Fit, Arch Fit, and so many more to make the shoe feel like it was custom-made just for your foot. Plus, we have hands-free Skechers Slip-Ins technology. Just step it and go. Find yours at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever comfortable footwear is sold.
Forecast for today, a 70% chance of showers at times throughout the day. We'll have steady temperatures in the 40s, west winds at 15 to 25, gusting to 40. Tonight, 50% chance of showers with steady temperatures in the low 40s, northwest winds at 15 to 25, gusting to 40. Tomorrow, cloudy, highs upper 40s. Thursday, sunshine, highs low 50s. Plenty of clouds, some areas of rain across the region this morning. Mondovi, Pepin, Wabasha, Nelson, and Lake City at 44. Ogalle, 43. Plum City, 42. Here at WRDN, some light rain, 45. With Jason Aldean and Carrie Underwood. And If I Didn't Love You, it's 724.
I wouldn't mind being alone. I wouldn't keep checking my phone. Wouldn't take the long way home just to drive myself crazy. I wouldn't be losing sleep, remembering everything, everything you said to me like I'm doing lately. You wouldn't be all that I want. Baby, I could let go. If I didn't love you, I'd be good by now. I'd be better than barely getting by somehow. Yeah, it would be easy not to miss you. Wonder about who's with you. Turn the wants you off whenever I want to. If I didn't love you, if I didn't. Rose was nice of you. I know.
for Durand Panther Sports is Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Another long, hard working day gone. Time to pack it up and head on home. Sun's gonna rise and I know I gotta do it all over again. There's only two ways through this town and I don't ever take the other way around. I see the lights and I slow down. It's like they pull me in. I was gonna cry but I wasn't gonna stop. Then my old truck found a front row spot. Gonna drop in, but I wasn't gonna stay. Then I heard a bar stool calling my name. Wasn't gonna let the bar twist my arm, but I'm helpless in a honky-tonk. Said I wasn't on a train. And then a country song came on. The door when the band kicked in, 2, 3, 4. Blame it on ETC for keeping that neon burning on me. I was gonna drive by, wasn't gonna stop. Then my old truck found a front row spot. Gonna drop in, but I wasn't gonna stay. Then I heard a bar stool calling my name. Wasn't gonna let the bar twist my arm, but I'm helpless in a home. Said I wasn't gonna dream. And then a country song came on. Yeah. I was gonna get a good night's sleep. And then a country song came on. Save it for the end of the week. Country song came on. I was gonna drive by, wasn't gonna stop. Then my old truck found a front row spot. Gonna drop in, but I wasn't gonna stay. Then I heard an old flame calling my name. Wasn't gonna let the bar twist my arm, but I'm helpless in a honky-tonk. Said I wasn't gonna dream. And then a country song came.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. Luke Bryan, Country Song came on, 7:34. I'm Brian Winnikins. Good morning. Happy Tuesday. And coming up next hour, we'll have birthdays, anniversaries. If you have a birthday or anniversary you would like us to announce, give us a call, 715-672-8989. You can also visit us on our Facebook page at WRDN 1430 AM Stereo and 107.3 FM and send us a message that way as well. Now, also this morning, if you're thinking of taking a fall trip to Florida, you may want to think twice about that. We will tell you why. Plus, we'll tell you about one man who's in a little bit of trouble as well. Due to golf carts, we'll explain here coming up this morning. Let's see. Also, coming up on Saturday, by the way, Drug Take Back Day. That's going on with not only the DEA, but local law enforcement, really around the country as well. But this is going to be your chance, those unused and expired prescriptions. It's going to be a chance for you to have those safely disposed of. Wisconsin's one of the leading states, by the way, did you know, to participate in that. Yeah, don't throw them in the trash. Don't flush them down the toilet. That's also very, very, very bad because the water treatment systems or your septic system can't get rid of that. And then it ends up in the water supply, so we don't want that. So that's going on this Saturday, something to keep in mind. Also, of course, coming up on a Saturday, Trunk or Treat here in Durand. And hopefully we'll have some decent weather for that.
Wind and rain, don't it ever stop.
No kidding. We have more wind, more rain on the way. We have details with that weather forecast coming up.
Building a new home or remodeling and need a new plumber? Call Bauer Plumbing and Septic. Need a perk test or septic system? Call Bauer Plumbing and Septic. Need sewer line cleaning or repair? Call Bauer Plumbing and Septic. Need a new water heater or repair? Call Bauer Plumbing and Septic. From basic plumbing to big projects, call Chris Bauer of Bauer Plumbing and Septic Service at 715-672-8224. That's 715-672-8224.
Wisconsin weather can be a bit of a roller coaster. Are you ready for the ride? No matter how much snow comes our way, you can be prepared with a four-season solution from Tractor Central. John Deere lawn tractors, compact, and utility tractors are built for four-season versatility because you don't have an off-season, and neither do we. Four-season solutions start at just $64.99. Visit Tractor Central today to find out why nothing runs like a deer. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
It's a John Deere day.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away, so come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
Cloudy throughout the day. Today, 70% chance of showers. We'll have temperatures in the 40s. West winds at 15 to 25, gusting to 40. Tonight, 50% chance of showers. Lows in the low 40s. Northwest winds at 15 to 25, gusting to 40. For tomorrow, cloudy highs, upper 40s. Thursday, sunshine highs, low 50s. Clouds across the region this morning. I do have some scattered rain showers as well. Mondovi, Pepin, Wabasha, Nelson, and Lake City at 44. Ogallee, 43. Plum City, 42 here at WYDN. We do have some of that light rain showers. 45 with John Party and Dirt on My Boots. It's 7:38.
Been up since the crack of dawn. Just trying to get paid. Been hotter than 100 suns. I can't find no shade. Just two more rows and I'm good to go. Yeah, I'm shutting this tractor down. Give me a half an hour for a shave and a shower, and I'll be outside your house. Might have a little dirt on my boots, but I'm taking you uptown tonight. Might have a little mud on my wheels, but they gonna shine with you up inside. Gonna hit the club, gonna cut a rug, burn it up like neon lights. Might have a little dirt on my boots, but we're gonna dance the dust right off them tonight. Hard as I worked all day, I'm gonna work hard loving on you. Spin you all over that dance floor, right out of them high heel shoes. And when you're ready to quit, baby, we can slip right out of that barroom door. And when I take you home, don't worry, babe, I'm gonna kick them off on the porch. Might have a little dirt on my boots, but I'm taking you uptown tonight. Inside. Gonna hit the club, gonna cut a rug, burn it up like neon lights. Might have a little dirt on my boots, but we're gonna dance the dust right off them tonight. Yeah, girl. Got a little dirt on my boots. up if you ask me. But I can only get so fancy. Got a little dirt on my boots, but I'm taking you uptown tonight. Might have a little mud on my wheels, but they gonna shine with you up inside. Gonna hit the club, gonna cut a rug, burn it up like neon lights. Might have a little dirt on my boots, but we're gonna dance the dust right off them tonight.
You've been packing. Just sit down and talk to me while. I know you tried to tell me what was lacking, but I guess I must have missed it by mine. Well, this time, girl, I swear to you I'll listen. Help me understand. Scared that I'll go crazy once you're gone. Help me hold on to what we had. Once our love was strong, it can be again. You said it takes two to make love last. You were right all along, so help me hold.
Country favorites back to back to back. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
some street we couldn't even pronounce. We were stuck in the middle, loving every ounce. Tequila was cheap, but the flow we were feeling was real. Neither one of us looking for three little words, unless those three words were do not disturb. Checkout was supposed to be noon, but we slept until three. Sitting Indian style with my t-shirt on and a half-drunk smile. She talked about Austin and how she'd get back there someday. I had the curtains wide open and a song on my phone. We danced by the TV we never turned on and wondered would anyone miss us if we ran away. But this isn't one of those stories that ends up that way. No. But she kept the hotel key, slipped it in her purse, I guess. It makes her think of. And that night we left our hearts on the sleeves of our clothes all over the floor. We both know we can't open the door no more. But she kept the hotel key. We left the crowd, we left the world and locked it out. She left a picture in my head. She left a night I can't forget. But she kept the hotel key, slipped it in her purse, I guess. It makes her think of me. And that night we left our hearts on the sleeves and the clothes all over the floor. We both know we can't open the door no more. But she kept the hotel key. Yeah, she kept it. She kept the hotel key. And while they passed by, I got to thinking, don't put off forgiving and living for one of these days. 'Cause life ain't just something that can wait. So call your mama, kiss your babies, pick the ones from roadside daisies, drink a beer with back home buddies, make a memory, not just money. Needs a little fixing. As much as I'd like to hold back getting any older, this old world ain't gonna stall spinning any slower. So call your mama, kiss your baby, stick the ones from roadside daisies, drink a beer with back home buddies, make a memory, not just money. Daisies, drink a beer with back home buddies, make a memory, not just money. Spend a beta good.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. Justin Moore, time's ticking. It's 7:51. I'm Brian Winnikins, and join Chip Floyd for the latest news and issues affecting rural America and the farm markets as well with AgriTalk. That's this afternoon from 1 till 3 here in WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com. Well, a happy story for you this morning, and not only is it happy, but it shows the value of drones in law enforcement. Now, we are lucky enough here in Pepin County that the Pepin County Sheriff's Department, of course, has a drone. And Chief Deputy Raisler always kind of operates that. He always does some great demonstrations with it. And why it's a valuable piece of equipment. Well, the Sheriff's Department's drone unit in Falmouth, Massachusetts, is getting an A-plus for locating a pair of missing juveniles. The Barnstable County Sheriff's Department said the duo went missing Saturday night. Well, a drone was called in when the foot patrols and the K-9 units could not locate the kids. While the elusive youngsters were no match for technology, as they were able to, the drones had infrared cameras, and they were able to find the kids. The kids were evaluated by EMTs before being returned to their parents. Yep, and you know, especially for us here in western Wisconsin, Pepin County, it's hunting season right now. You know, there might be folks in the Tiffany Wildlife area that might be doing some hunting down there. And yeah, it's kind of pretty easy. Heck, I get sometimes disorientated up in Sawyer County at my spot in winter. It's like, okay, wait a minute. Which way am I supposed to go again? Yep, that's the value of those drones.
Hi, I'm Tracy Fairweather.
And I'm Carrie Scott. With Thrivent, we help people make financial choices guided by their Christian values so they can take care of themselves and others.
Faith is what fuels us. Does it fuel you too? Contact us at 715-672-5458.
That's 715-672-5458.
Or visit our office in downtown Durand to schedule an appointment today.
During Medicare's open enrollment, it's common to receive mailers and see TV commercials that say you're missing out on some benefits. Before you respond to these ads, turn to Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol, here to help you prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Don't be misled into enrolling in a plan that doesn't meet your health needs or cover your medications. Visit the Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol website at smpwi.org.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code MAP to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code MAP for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code MAP for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Said I wouldn't call, but I
can stop looking at the door. Wishing you come sweeping in the way you did before. And I wonder if I ever cross your mind. For me it happens all the time. It's a quarter.
Walking in all your glory, I thought you were perfect for me. I was out of my mind. Looked like I was winning. It was the best love I'd ever been in. Just when we were beginning, the end, you left me behind. And I was looking forward to a happy ending. So much for pretending. Tending.